Sounds great. Welcome to the Evolved You podcast,
your go-to podcast that covers all things health, fitness, lifestyle, and so much more.
My name is Naomi.
And I'm Ben.
It's time to buckle up for a bit of banter, a touch of real talk,
and a whole bunch of education and motivation.
With that being said, who is ready to evolve? Alrighty guys, what is up? Welcome back to another episode of the Evolved You podcast. We have our special guest, I'm joking, we have our co-host.
Special guest, you haven't called me that in a while.
Back in the studio, back in the podcast recording studio today.
Hello fam, how are we doing?
Ben's back. Nah, we only did one solo ep, but he's here.
It was a good ep too.
Yeah. Did you like that one?
I did.
He was upstairs preparing for our this ep, actually, while I smashed out a little solo one. So if you haven't listened to that, you probably would want to, because I deleted my Instagram account. So lots has been going on. Go back and listen to that one, or just follow my new page, @_NaomiZM. Highly appreciate the love and support.
Hashtag self-plug.
But yeah, let's get into it. Let's just chat. What's been going on? We haven't done a potty in a while, so what's a little bit of a life update on your end?
So I've been injured for the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks, and I'm starting to feel nearly back to 100%.
And how did you injure yourself?
It's a good story.
Actually, it goes really in line with this podcast.
I was going to say, get the popcorn ready. We decided to go down to the beach to have a bit of time in the sand and the sun and the water.
Bit of self-care.
Bit of self-care, as we do. And I went a little bit too hard on the body surfing. And I thought I strained my pec or something like that, because it was just the pain was insane. But that didn't actually happen. I did a little bit of rib cartilage damage to my ribcage. So I am nearly back to normal, and I cannot wait to get back into the gym, because it's been so long. And you know, that's, well, to me, filling up my cup, that's one of the best things that I can do.
Yeah.
Is be in the gym, because that's me time. That's me spending time on myself, on my well-being, and my mental health.
And it's funny, because you say, like, injured yourself going too hard with the body surfing, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
You were just having fun frolicking around in the ocean. It's not like you were out there, like, catching waves.
No.
You were just having a good old time.
I'm not a beach person. We are becoming more beachy.
Oh, we'd like to be.
But, you know, I just got in the moment and I was like, this is awesome. I'm going to go a little bit harder and see if I can catch this big wave.
They were pretty strong waves, though. I tapped out.
Yeah. I couldn't see a thing. My eyes were so salted up with all the water. It was a good time.
That was funny.
Until that happened.
Obviously, I just told you my life update, I guess. I deleted my Instagram account and created a new one. Very, very, very excited for this chapter. I'm loving it already. It's really nice. We did a little bit of a rebrand for Evolved IG, so we've got some fun stuff to come on that. Just a bit of a refresh.
Well, we've got some trips coming up.
Oh, yes, back to good old Kurundi.
Yeah.
Tamworth.
It's that time of year. There's a heap of public holidays, and there's some... Well,
weddings, babies, sorts of stuff.
All sorts of stuff.
So yeah, that's really...
Oh, and the footy's back. How good.
Yes. If you know, you know. My fellow girls know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You won't see your partners for the next, 6 months?
Oh, that's okay. You get to watch your team, and that's it.
I'm filling up my cup. That's what I'm doing.
Anyway, let's get into today's episode. And we wanted to talk about the difference of self-care and filling up your cup or filling up your tank. I've always called it like filling up your cup, but we're going to sort of say it in the context of like refilling your tank.
It's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Like a tank of fuel will get you to where you want to go, but if you have no fuel in the tank, you're going to go nowhere.
Yeah. Now, the reason why I guess sometimes don't like talking about self-care, like I love self-care 100%, but sometimes it's hard because, you know, we can often set ourselves up for failure before we even tried, because it's like an unrealistic
task.
Yeah, like the way that we view it is like sitting in a bath with a manicure and having candles lit and bubble bath
yeah.
With like rose petals around, like is gonna
that's in the movies.
I don't know a person that has time to fit that shit into their daily life, whereas like filling up your tank or your cup is walking your dog along the beach in the morning. Do you know that's so much more realistic than a bubble bath or a massage every night with essential oils and all of the things?
Yeah.
But it's still a huge part of life, and I think it's super important, which is why we're going to dive into it. And I guess I just wanted to start off with removing that unwanted pressure or unnecessary pressure of, like, you need to do your self-care in order to feel great. You don't need to do your self-care. You need to fill up your energy. And that's why we're going to talk about today's episode.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that, you know, it's an option. It's something that they can do, or it's a thing that they don't have to do. But by the end of this episode, you're going to know that most people should be doing it in some way or another to get the best out of what your life has to offer.
And it just looks different for everyone. So I get an example, what we wanted to do was, like, visualize your energy as a reserve, all your petrol in a fuel tank in your car, right? We all have a car.
Most people have cars.
You know, you all have petrol tanks or whatever. And if you are driving on empty, like so many people, and I find women more so in particular, not generalizing, live this way day to day. You know, they're living on either empty or close to, and they're like, oh, we'll just top it up when we need to or when we've hit rock bottom. And you just hope that at some stage you're just going to be able to fill up your tank. But sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes you don't have the chance to do that and you burn out very quickly. And
then you actually hit rock bottom.
Yeah. And I think it's just important to not get to that point. Do you know, like, it's very obvious, but filling up your tank means that you have energy to go about your day. You know, it doesn't just mean like, oh, I'm feeling a bit average, let's just do some self-care. It's sort of preempting the fatigue, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think if we are filling up our tanks and our cups on a regular basis, then obviously there's a better chance not to burn out to the extent. It can be very overlooked, and little things like the smallest integrations into your day-to-day, like going for a little walk or making the bed or whatever it is, can go so much further than you think it can go.
Yeah. I think, like, you know, speaking of burnout, resentment is of your current situation is, like, related to burnout, and it's a silent killer of a lot of things like energy, opportunities, relationship, health, your future, all of that sort of stuff. So if we're not honoring our energy and our tanks or whatever it may be, you're probably going to be burnt out and resenting the situation that you're currently living in. So it is important to look at it as a bigger picture. And it's so funny when we speak about filling our tanks is, I don't know where I heard this from, but, you know, who drives around on the highway and you've got the red petrol light on and you're on sitting on that fucking line and you're like, oh, it's fine. This is what Ben does. He's like, oh, it's fine. We've got 30 Ks to go. And I'm like, nah, mate, at a quarter, I'm sitting there stressed out. So, like, it's just your perspective on things as well. And how much are you willing to push that boundary? And just remember that if that's your energy in your body, imagine when you hit that reserve, like, you're going to be feeling pretty darn shit. Whereas if you keep it about halfway, there's less chance of you feeling like that. If, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Mm.
That was well said.
I resonated with it because you always like to leave it last minute for the petrol.
Well, I just like to just laugh a little bit on the edge.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Yeah. I think, like, we can use a lot of people have probably heard the concept of the feather, the brick, and the truck.
So, actually, I haven't heard of this example before. So, what is the feather, the brick, and the truck? Is that what you said? Yeah.
Feather, brick, and the truck.
So, what does that mean or look like?
Well, most of the time, like, the universe will serve us with a feather, something that is very small, very light, something that can be, like, brushed away very easily.
Mm.
If we ignore that, then the next thing that comes is a brick. It's a little bit harder, it can hurt, it can be a little bit of more of a short term, I guess, like, we can recover fairly quickly from a brick, and then, you know, if we don't, or if we still continue to ignore the bricks, then guess what, the third and the final thing that's coming is the truck. And I guess, like, metaphorically, this is going to flatten us and it's going to take a lot longer. You know, it can take months and, you know, perhaps even years to get back to how you were feeling.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
I hope that made sense, because I was like just trying to come up with it on the spot now.
Articulate it. It's a funny one, because, you know, most people in life just cruise through and, like, they're like, oh, I'll just brush this off, and then, you know, you get smacked down and then you get bombarded and you're like, oh, okay, I'm done now. And I think it's definitely something that's happened more over the last, obviously, year or two, and people are just not as, I don't know what the word is, like, receptive to trauma and stuff.
Yeah.
What's the word? I literally read it in a book the other day. But anyway, moving on. We wanted to talk about keys to filling up your tank or your cup. Now, prevention is better than a cure. And, you know, you can build this up over days or weeks or months. And you are so worthy of doing this, whether you're a male or female listening to this. Even like 30 minutes a day is better than 2 hours every month getting a massage or a pedicure or something like that. So that's a big one as well.
Yeah, it's definitely that prevention, that daily fix of it.
Mm.
That's going to be more beneficial than, you know, banking it for a month or two later down the track, because who knows how you're going to feel in a month or two of banking all that energy.
Yeah.
The next point would be guilt can erode its value. So something along the lines of, you know, you go on to have a coffee date with a friend, but all you can think about while you're there is the work you could be doing at home, which makes it kind of pointless to go there, because you're trying to spend the time refilling your tank rather than everything else in the back of your mind thinking, oh, I can get this done if I wasn't here, or maybe next time I won't do this and I'll get the other work done. But that's not going to help your cup. That's not going to help you build your energy levels back up.
Yeah, and I think people only gain from you as a person when your tank is full and when you are at your best as well. You can't give or you can't pour from an empty cup, which is where the saying comes from. And at the end of the day, it's an investment, and it's a perspective thing as well. So if you see it as an expense, then you won't enjoy it, rather than if you see it as an investment, you're more than willing to give yourself permission to enjoy that thing. And it doesn't need to cost a fortune. Like, there's so many free ways that we're going to give you in this app that you can do to help you fill up your tank or your cup, rather than focusing on self-care and setting yourself up for so much more pressure that we do not need in life.
Definitely. We actually have a fill up your cup PDF that we have in our squad group that we, you know, give out to clients, because then they can do these tasks to fill up their cups and their fill up their tank and just feel energized every single day.
Yeah, it's like a daily checklist. So you just tick off which ones you did between on the day, and you just make sure you are doing at least something to tick it off. So if you would like this, message either of us or message the Evolved You podcast or the Evolved You Instagram, and we will send it to you. But yeah, let's chat about some little ways we can fill up our tank or our cup. We're just going to start listing them. So if you want to take notes, you can. Otherwise, just pinpoint them in your brain on which ones you enjoyed and try and fit them into your day-to-day life. A big one is, you know, spending time with family or spending time with a partner. It depends on what you enjoy the most, or friends or whatever, but just spending quality time. If that's something that fills up your cup, then make time for that. I think another one that I would love is to walk a dog. Walking the dog, like, that's just, I don't know, to me that's just joy, and I think it is for a lot of people. Or even like playing with the cats, our little girls, that's another one that brings me happiness.
Now, you can walk the dogs, you can walk the cats if you want.
No, we can't take them out.
You'd probably be dragging them. They wouldn't be a fan of it. I would say things like listening to podcasts or like your favorite music. Music is just something that can lift your energy levels up really, really quickly. Putting on your favorite artist or, you know, your favorite song, having a bit of a dance.
I was just about to say that one.
Oh, yeah?
Dancing freely. Dancing is just a vibe.
You do a bit of that.
Another thing is like sitting in the sunshine, getting some vitamin D, or, you know, exercise in that regard, going to the gym. That's a big one for a lot of people too.
Yeah. I think being, or going to the beach, or going to, say, like, rainforests or just mountains in in general. Having a coffee.
Oh, I love buying a coffee is one of my favorite filling up your cup ones.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is time off your phone. So like, you know, or a social media detox or whatever that may be. And I think a couple of more, we'll say girly ones is like, you know, skincare routine or face mask or like a mani-pedi or a massage as well. Do you know, like those sorts of things too.
Yeah, I think more on like the manly side, like hanging out with the boys or, you know, watching the footy as in, you know, going to the pub and watching it or actually going to the game if you're able to.
I think another one is like getting creative or like just in any arts and crafts sort of thing, like sewing or painting or, you know, cooking or baking. I think the kitchen is another one that people actually love doing.
Yeah. I think like overnight escapes as well, like booking somewhere for one night and just going away and just having a good night away.
Yeah.
With your partner.
One that you like.
By yourself. However you want to do it.
Or, you know, watching TV or your favourite Netflix movie on the couch, just chilling out. We do that nightly.
As you can tell, there's heaps of things that you can do, and a lot of these things don't cost too much money.
Yeah. There's heaps. We could literally go on. There's like another 20 that we could list, but anything that you enjoy doing, make more time to do that. And I just really wanted to hound on the fact, wrapping up this episode, that try not to think of it as self-care. Yes, self-care is great, but it just puts that unwanted, unnecessary pressure on us to have our shit sorted 24/7 and still fit in this stuff. Whereas if you look at it from filling up your petrol tank or your energy tank before you hit reserve and, you know, focusing on creating a healthy, sustainable lifestyle, you'll be much better off.
Yeah. You're not going to get anywhere near that empty sign if you can keep refilling it daily or every 2 days or at least a few times a week. Your energy levels are going to be so much higher and you're going to have so many more benefits from that.
And remember, like, it doesn't need to be an invest, like, it doesn't need to be an expense, it's an investment. And try not to feel guilty about spending time on yourself, because it is so important in life.
Yeah.
Alrighty, fam, I think that is it for today's episode. Let us know if you enjoyed this one. If it resonated, please send it to a friend or family member or share it on your stories. If you have anything that you would like us to cover in the future, please don't hesitate to let us know. We love to hear what you guys want to know.
Yeah, we do these to help you guys. So, you know, if anyone out there listening has certain things that they would like to learn more about or just get better at, let us know and we can help out as much as we can.
Oh, actually, we nearly forgot. What is your lesson of the week, Ben?
Lesson of the week. I'm going to say practice gratitude.
Yeah.
It was something I did this morning. We went to the beach. We just hung out. We just sort of just watched the sun. We watched the waves. All the people going past, like, doing their thing and, you know, living that healthy lifestyle. And it just made me so grateful for, you know, what we have.
Yeah. I think mine would be don't let fear hold you back from doing something you want to do, because change is scary. And it's funny, I was talking to someone yesterday and they were saying that, like, there's always going to be something come up in life, or like every time I wanted to join the project or a challenge or whatever, there was something that held me back. But like, there will always be something in life that is going to hold you back from doing something. And, you know, we always have fears of change, and change is scary, but sometimes it's a good thing, and growth doesn't come from comfort zones. So that's my lesson of the week, is that you never know what's on the other side of the door if you're going to stay stuck in fear.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, fam.
That's a wrap, people.
That's it for today. Have a great day, and we'll chat to you next time.
See you later, guys.